It's late afternoon, a few minutes after the close of our last episode, as Audrey Beekman hears someone at her front door, goes curiously to see.
Who is it?
Kay?
I've got my key, Ma.
What were you laughing at? Well.
Hello, Ma. This is Skipper. Skipper, this is Ma.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Skipper.
Look at him wag his tail. He's glad to know you, too.
He doesn't have much to say.
Mind your manners. Skippy. That's better.
Oh, Ma, isn't he cute?
Mm-hmm.
Whose is he?
Oh, Ma, he likes you. He's wagging his tail. You want to take your leash off, Skipper? He's just as clean as he can be and very well behaved, aren't you, Skippy? See? He only speaks when he's spoken to.
Oh,
he usually just speaks when he's spoken to.
Oh, he is cute. Oh, watch him, Kate.
Well, he's exploring.
In the kitchen, I put ground meat down on the chair when I heard you.
Oh, Skipper. No, no.
Grab it, Katie. Oh, honey, take it off the
Look,
chair before...
Ma. He stopped when I told him.
Yeah, but all the same...
Oh, he is well trained.
Just the same, I'm going to move temptation out of his way.
Kate.
I see him. He's sitting up. Sitting up and begging. Oh, look.
Oh, that isn't the cutest thing. Sitting up like a little soldier. Oh, he's a good little dog.
Oh, you're going to give him some?
Just a bite. Here, Skippy.
Look, he likes it.
See how polite. He says thank you.
No, that's all, mister. I've got to feed a family. Where'd you get him, Kay?
Somebody gave him to me.
Who?
Well, somebody you don't know, Ma.
Well, is it a secret?
In a way. Does it matter, Ma? We'll keep him, won't we? Can't we keep him, Ma?
Now, wait a minute, honey. Not so fast.
He is clean and well-trained and smart. He's real smart.
Well, we'll have to think about it, honey. Your father...
Pa likes dogs. And he'll like Skipper. You wait and see.
Oh. He's rolling over.
Showing off. Knows we're talking about it. You see what he's looking at?
Mm-hmm. The ground meat.
Won't do him any good.
Maybe he's thirsty. I'll give him a bowl of milk.
Oh, not milk, honey. I need it all for the pudding.
Okay. I'll give him some water.
You know something, honey? He really is awfully cute.
You like him, don't you, Mom?
Oh, sure, honey. Oh, he was thirsty.
Can we keep him? Ma?
Well, I guess we can figure out a way. If it's all right with your father.
Oh, it won't be any trouble. He can sleep on the back stoop. There's nothing to figure out.
Except the price of ground meat.
Oh.
Oh, don't worry. We can afford it. Your pa has his raise.
Ma, I'll be starting to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right away, Ma.
For Mr. Mason?
Well, maybe. I could make more if I had a job dancing. I could make enough money so we could save.
I thought so. Don't start thinking like that.
What?
You get a job where you'll learn something and be safe. If you don't make so much money, well, you let Ed and me worry about it.
All right, Ma. Only, well, if I got a job making a lot of money, I could go back to school quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could help you and Pa, are you mad because I want to help?
Mad? Oh, Katie.
Oh, Skipper's looking at the meat again. Well, at least I can take care of him.
Where are you going?
Down to the corner. I'll get some dog food. He knows what I said. Oh, will it be okay if I ask Mr. Heppelman to put it on our bill?
Oh, sure.
Oh, thanks, Ma. As soon as I start work, I'll buy his food myself.
Kate. Okay, baby. You buy his food, but please... Don't be in a hurry.
About Mr. Mason's job?
Any job. And, Kate, that job with Mr. Mason, well, don't turn it down in a hurry because you think it won't pay enough. And don't worry about Skipper. I'm glad you got it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He'll be company for me. Such a mysterious little dog.
Ma.
Now, I didn't ask you where he came from. I never look a gift dog in the mouth. And besides, I like him. So, thank your mysterious friend for me. Hmm?
Thank... Oh, gosh, I didn't even thank him.
Well, it's not very good manners. Go ahead, use the phone.
Oh, well, maybe later, I guess.
You mean, you want a phone from the corner so your mother won't hear?
Ma, you aren't hurt or worried, are you? Because this is a secret?
Hurt? No. No, I guess not. Although when you were little... Well, you aren't little anymore. And as for being bothered... No. No, not as long as you say it's all right.
It is, Ma. Really, I just... I'll tell you all about it sometime, but it is okay.
You sure, honey?
Sure. I'll be back in a minute, Ma.
Meanwhile, many blocks away in Gordy Weber's apartment.
Tony. Well, how'd you come out? Did Kate...
Yeah, she took the dog, Gordy.
Oh, good. She liked it, huh?
Very much. You want to fix me a drink, honey?
Yeah, fix it yourself. I knew she'd like it. Kate's the kind of girl who likes dogs.
Yeah. She's pretty. Do you think she's pretty?
Sure, sweet kid. Kind of a kid who falls for dogs and sob stories. You told Kate the story just the way I lined it out for you, didn't you?
Gordy.
Yeah.
Buy me a dog.
What?
Will you... Honest, I never knew how cute they are.
Oh, Tony,
it wouldn't hurt you sometimes.
I'm trying to find out something. You give me this business
okay,
about...
Okay, Gordy, I'll report. I gave her the dog, told her what you said to tell her. And that's all.
Well, was she glad, happy about it? She gonna phone me?
How do I know?
How do you... What's got into you, Tony?
I'll tell you what. You're putting something over.
Sure.
On me.
Such as?
Saying we don't get the nightclub if she doesn't work for you. Saying J.T. is going to be burned up if... Maybe that's her.
Yeah, it's got to be, Tony. It's got to be. And I got to play this right. Hello?
Mr. Weber, this is...
Yeah, Kate? Well, Kate, thanks for calling.
I want to say thank you for Skippy.
Well, you're welcome. But I'm the one to say thanks. Thanks for giving me a chance to say goodbye.
Then you... You're really leaving. Miss Fasina said...
Yeah, I'm going. Kate, I didn't try to see you myself. I won't try to now either. I know how you feel, but... I know, I guess I can't ever square it with you. But I tried to make it up a little bit. I hope you like Skippy.
I do.
He's some dog, huh? Well, my train leaves in
an hour. Ask about the
shop. Shut up, will you? Shut up. My bags are all packed. Look, Kate, I swore I wouldn't ask you, but now I'm talking to you. Would you come see me off?
Why?
Look, I'll understand if you don't want to, but it'll mean a lot to me, Kate. You know, it'll be okay. There's thousands of people in Grand Terminal. I'll be saying goodbye to a lot of things, Kate, but not one of those people will be saying goodbye to me. Look, take a minute to wish me Godspeed, huh?
All right.
I'll be waiting in front of the information booth. I won't tell you goodbye now. I'll see you, Katie. You're putting something over, huh? Lying about JT, huh? Look on the desk.
Huh?
Look on the desk.
Train tickets. Train tickets?
Yeah, train tickets. And look at this.
Suitcases.
Oh, pick one up. Go ahead, pick one up.
Hey, what have you got in here?
I'll show you what's in them. These drawers are empty. The closet's empty.
You packed your clothes?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I meant every word I said to you. Tony, Kate Beekman's going to take that job, or I'm going to take the train.
Gordy.
This is for keeps, Tony. Now call downstairs and get me a cab.
What do you think is going to happen when Kate meets Gordy? We're going to learn whether or not Gordy takes that train. We'll learn tomorrow, so by all means join us, won't you?